We ventured onto the streets of Dublin last time, and this time Cork is our playground as we tentatively go looking for answers about the future of theatre and about how to make theatre while staying safe. Corkadorka Theatre Company's answer to some of the COVID questions comes in the form of Contact, a short, non-verbal travelling theatre show now being showcased at various locations around Cork City. After Zooming with Corkadorka's Aideen O'Donoghue, Rachel Andrews got into her car and zoomed off to catch a performance and paint Culturefile a word picture of the silent, socially distanced show.
I've arrived at the green area in Clark's Road in Ballyvihan, so that's the suburb of Cork City, and it's about 9:45, and the performance is supposed to start in 15 minutes. It's very quiet at the moment, so I can just see some gentlemen in high-vis vests. I think they're here, and masks. I think they're here to mitigate any, against any mass gathering. But the residents, so there's like about 20 to actually about 40 houses scattered around this green area, and they've all been told that the performance is happening, but nobody else has been told, so Corkadorka hasn't publicised it. So these are really just pop-up performances. And the green area has just been mowed, so it looks like freshly mowed grass, which is nice. We're not allowed to walk onto the green area. And there's just some big trees on the green. And I'm waiting for the performance to start.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking at what Jack was talking about.
People from the community step outside of their houses, move onto the footpaths. They stand apart, some of them wear masks. They watch the green area, waiting to see. Then a van pulls up and a theatre crew steps out. They wear protective white suits, their hands are gloved. They have goggles, they wear a torch on their heads. In the centre of the green area, they place lights. They lay wooden benches and the benches have lights inside of them. They construct a large perspex screen, pull it to a standing position.
There's this massive wave of the digitalising of theatre at the moment, and it's in danger. It's not the only thing, but it is in danger of quenching what theatre is, which is a live experience. So it's a wonderful thing for morale to see everybody putting plays up online for free so the audience can access them and see how wonderful they are. But we wanted to try and make something totally within the restrictions of social distancing, totally, you know, respecting that, and maybe bringing a live experience to people and they can watch from their own homes. So it's going to be in greens and outdoor places where people can receive a moment of theatre, and it's not on a screen, and it's about human connection. It's just a little meditation or a little homage to human connection.
This is soundless, physical theatre. No soundscape either because it's so late. It's just gone 10 here now and it's getting a bit dark. Beautiful sky, little flecks of pink just coming over the clouds, which are starting to grey. The trees blowing against it. And I suppose a crowd of about maybe 30 people have come out of their houses. Might be more inside, of course. Okay, so I think it started, and I can see one of the actors arriving. And so, yeah, they've someone walking along beside her in the PPE gear, shining a spotlight on her. That's amazing. So big gestures. Oh, here's another one. So she's being sprayed by one of the lice men. Ooh. And so is he on the other side. Another of the performers has arrived who's also being sprayed. And so the light's shining on him and the spray is like filtering around him. Thank you.
A car pulls up. A man steps out. Dressed in bright orange, he carries a parcel. On the opposite side of the field, there is a woman in vibrant blue. She, too, carries a parcel. They see each other. They make the acknowledgement. Then slowly, hesitantly, they begin their approach. Then the parcels are opened, and they both have balloons. They are large, red, heart-shaped. They float on their strings as the man and the woman stand on either side of the Perspex screen. The duo begin to move in tandem, hand placed against hand, the screen between them. They glide and dance. They are in sync, but they cannot make contact. They let the balloons rise until they reach the top of the screen. Then gently, briefly, heartbreakingly, the two balloons reach out and touch.
This project is important to do now, live, about human contact while we're still going through this crazy time where our connection is so strange. For the future, with regard to digitalization and Zoom and all of that kind of thing, I can only speak for myself. I am open to innovation, and I'm sure we'll have to adapt in a million and one ways. But the reason I'm a theatre artist is because of the live aspects of, you know, it's different every night. There's a different audience every night. That co-creation with the live audience is, to me, the most incredible feeling in the world.
It's very simple and very beautiful. And I think that will have given the community a little bit of a lift. It certainly gave me a little bit of a lift. And they're off to a different location now for an 11 o'clock show.
Rachel Andrews there, reporting from the Ballyfihan performance of Contact. And you heard also from Corker Dorker's Aideen O'Donoghue. Contact continues from the 18th to the 21st of June at various pop-up locations across Cork City.